Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. In a significant legal turn, a Wisconsin appeals court panel ruled 2-1 today to restore Act 10, the contentious 2011 law that largely eliminated collective bargaining rights for most public employees. Scott Bauer of the Associated Press reports the decision overturns a December 2024 lower court ruling that had declared the law unconstitutional. While the lower court had found that the law created irrational exemptions for certain public safety workers, the appeals court majority concluded that the Wisconsin legislature had a rational basis for these distinctions and that courts must defer to legislative fiscal policy decisions. This reversal maintains the status quo, as the 2024 ruling had been stayed pending appeal, keeping the law in effect as it has been for the last 15 years. The legal battle is far from over, as unions are expected to appeal Wednesday's decision to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This next step is particularly notable because the state's high court flipped to a liberal majority in 2023, marking the first time Act 10 has been challenged under this new judicial composition. While Republican figures like Scott Walker praised the appeals court for respecting precedent and protecting taxpayers, union spokespeople like Christina Bray expressed continued confidence in the merits of their case. As the litigation moves toward the Supreme Court, the political stakes remain high, with all five Democratic gubernatorial candidates vowing to repeal the law if elected in the upcoming August primary. Opening soon in Richland Center, Wild Honey Juicery and Cafe stands as a beacon of wellness and vitality, offering a locally owned space dedicated to providing nutrient-dense juices, superfoods, and wholesome meals. At the heart of its mission is a commitment to nourish customers, body, mind, and soul, using high-quality, sustainably sourced ingredients. By prioritizing ethical and cruelty-free practices, the cafe ensures that every offering supports both human health and environmental well-being, setting a new standard for responsible business in the community. The foundation of this vibrant cafe is rooted in the life and passion of its founder, Tony McCarville. Raised as a farmer's daughter in North Dakota, Tony developed a profound respect for the land and the way food fosters connection and community. Her journey to creating Wild Honey was informed by decades of service as a nurse anesthetist, where she dedicated herself to the care of others. This background in nursing deeply influences the cafe's focus on holistic wellness, transforming her lifelong dream into a reality where health and adventure flow naturally. Beyond just a juicery, Wild Honey is a gathering place designed to inspire bold and creative living. Through its thoughtfully curated menu and welcoming atmosphere, the cafe cultivates a vibrant space for locals and visitors alike to support local farmers and sustainable practices. Whether you are exploring new flavors or seeking personal growth, Wild Honey celebrates the deep connection between nature and nourishment, inviting everyone to experience a lifestyle where well-being is celebrated and community thrives. The sport of all-terrain vehicle, ATV, and utility terrain vehicle, UTV, riding is experiencing significant growth across Wisconsin. Since 2023, annual registrations for these vehicles have consistently topped 500,000 units, reflecting their increasing popularity. This surge is not limited to residents. Over the last 5 years, the state has averaged nearly 30,000 non-resident trail passes sold annually, highlighting Wisconsin as a premier destination for off-road enthusiasts. This growing interest translates into a substantial economic boost for the state, according to an economic impact study published by the Wisconsin ATV-UTV Association. Riders contributed an estimated $973 million to the economy in 2023 through spending on food and beverages alone. This significant financial influx underscores the importance of the sport to local businesses and tourism-dependent communities throughout Wisconsin. Richland County serves as a prime example of accessibility and infrastructure catering to this sport. Currently, all Richland County trunk roads are open for ATV and UTV travel. Furthermore, all but three townships have opened their local roads to these vehicles, providing riders with diverse route options and stunning views of the unique Driftless area landscape. This open road policy allows for seamless travel between rural scenic areas and local amenities. With increased participation comes a focus on safety and regulatory compliance. In Wisconsin, operators born on or after January 1, 1988 must complete a safety certification course to operate on public trails. The minimum age for this requirement is 12 for ATV operators and 16 for UTV operators. Additionally, local ordinances help manage the flow of traffic. A recent Richland County ordinance, also adopted by the City of Richland Center, restricts hours of operation to between 4 a.m. and 11 p.m. DNR conservation wardens strongly recommend that all operators, regardless of age, complete a safety course to ensure a responsible riding experience. Local conservationist John Clare stopped by our studios to share some important updates regarding local hunters' education.
Well, one of the things we're doing is looking at making some changes. In the past, we've been doing what's called a traditional hunter ed class, which means we met for a week, Monday through Friday, about 3 hours each evening. And at the very end, we did the written test and then finally what was called a field test. We're looking, because of the people that we deal with, the kids that we generally deal with, being really, really busy, we're looking at changing the way that we teach the class now. And what that would entail is us going to what's called a online class, where the kids would take the class online, and then we do a what's called a field day. In order to get certified to hunt in Wisconsin, the student would have to pass the written test after the online class was completed, and then take a field day where they get the gun handling and get tested on the gun handling, which is going to be what we try to do, is the field day kind of thing. And we have one planned. We have a field day planned August 25th at the high school, and it'll go from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 9. If you have a student that has passed the online portion of the Hunter Ed class, they need to sign up for that online as well, and then we will run them through that. This is a training for the Hunter Ed instructors as well. We have one of the folks from the DNR coming to kind of run us through. This is our first field day for most of us. I've done one already, and it's a little bit different than what we're used to, so it'll be a learning experience for both the kids and for the instructors.
There have also been changes this year regarding antlerless deer.
The CDAC, which I'm part of too, the County Deer Advisory Council, met in April, and there's a change there. Last year, each license that you bought, some people hunt both with a bow and a gun, meaning you have two different licenses you have to purchase. Last year, you got three tags for antlerless deer with each license. This year, the advisory council decided to go to one tag. So when you get your tags, and they're available now, I got mine this morning online, you will get only one per license. Now, that doesn't mean that you can only hunt one or can only harvest one antlerless deer. There are extra tags for sale. Those go on sale August 19th for our area, and there are 2,500 available yet. So that should meet. We've never sold those all out, and I don't see us selling those all out again this year.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue have distributed over $2.2 billion in shared revenue and property tax credits to local governments in 2026. This funding, totaling over $1.7 billion in direct relief for property owners and $584 million for local governments, supports essential services like public safety, roads, and libraries. This initiative builds on the 2023 Wisconsin Act 12, which secured an increase in shared revenue and tied local government funding to state sales tax. The distributions empower local communities to address their unique needs while reducing the property tax burden. Join Richland Center Parks and Recreation for an exciting day trip to the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa, tomorrow. Travelers will depart from the Richland Center Community Center at 9 a.m., with check-in beginning at 8:30 a.m. The trip is scheduled to conclude with an approximate return at 5 p.m. The cost for the excursion is $40 per person, which is non-refundable. This fee includes $10 in free play and a $15 meal credit for participants to enjoy. Please note that this trip is strictly for individuals 21 years of age or older. The Aging ADRC Advisory Committee has announced that its regular monthly meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, August 5th, beginning at 1 p.m. This meeting offers a hybrid attendance model, allowing participants to join virtually via Teams or attend in person. The physical meeting location is Conference Room A-B within the Community Services Building at 221 West Seminary Street, in Richland Center. Several critical program updates and educational topics are slated for discussion. Members will receive information regarding transportation updates involving MTM and INCLUSA, as well as board education focusing on ADRC funding mechanisms. A significant action item on the agenda involves the revision of aging plan goals specifically for the nutrition program. Additionally, the committee will cover advocacy updates, a general ADRC update, and a detailed review of the ADRC budget. The meeting will conclude with reports from various aging and disability organizations, a discussion of items for future consideration, and the formal scheduling of the next meeting. Vital statistics, right after this.